everyone. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman, and welcome to What Women Must Know. And I want to thank you for joining me for another wonderful show that I have in store for you. And as you know, this is a program that's dedicated to empowering you with truthful information so you can make the most informed decisions possible regarding your health and well-being. And for those who may be joining us for the first time, please go to my website, whatwomenmustknow.com, because not only will you get some very special articles that I've written, but you will also then be able to receive all of my radio shows in archive form. That will ensure that you don't miss out on any of my wonderful shows. And my Facebook page, which is also What Women Must Know, is another place to go. Like me over there, because I also post the archive shows on my Facebook page, but I post lots of great articles on a daily basis that just are there to help give you greater knowledge to kind of slice through all the misinformation and just be able to really hit the bullseye of the most important truthful information for our own well-being. So that's What Women Must Know on my Facebook page, and What Women Must Know is my website. So having said that, I am really excited about our show today. I have two very special guests with me, and they are Andy and Jonathan Goldman. It's been quite a long time, but I have had Jonathan on the show way back in the past, so it was time to bring him back with his wonderful wife, because they have a new book out, and some wonderful, really profound healing gifts we're going to be offering today on the show. So let me just introduce each of them. Jonathan Goldman is an internationally renowned writer, musician, and teacher. He is an authority on sound healing and a pioneer in the field of harmonics. Jonathan is the author of several books, The Divine Name, the 2011 Visionary Award for Best Alternative Book of the Year, and The Seven Secrets of Sound Healing. A Grammy nominee, his award-winning records include Chakra, Chance, and The Divine Name. He is the founder and director of the Sound Healers Association and CEO of Spirit Music. In spring 2011, Jonathan Goldman was named as one of Watkins Mind Body Spirit magazine's 100 most spiritually influential living people. Quite an honor. Still living and here to enjoy it. And then we have Andy Goldman, who is a licensed psychotherapist specializing in holistic counseling and sound therapy. She is the director of the Healing Sounds Seminars and co-director of the Sound Healers Association. She is a musician, teacher, sound healer, award-winning author, and the wife and partner of Jonathan Goldman. And Jonathan and Andy Goldman co-authored Chakra Frequencies, winner of the Visionary Award for Best Alternative Health Book of the Year, and have just completed their new book, The Humming Effect, which has recently been released. And this show is all about the humming effect, sound healing for health and happiness, so we can all use more health and happiness. And I know that Jonathan and Andy have some great information and practical experiences to share with us. So first of all, let me just welcome you, Andy and Jonathan, to the show today.
Hi, Cheryl. Thank you so much. We are truly delighted to be here and to share with your audience lots of great information on sound.
Indeed,
healing.
It's a real blessing to be able to share information on sound, and particularly on the humming effect, because this particular subject, just jumping right into it, this is the first commercially published book on humming. And it took us 4 years to write. And it was actually very recently in the Amazon number one new release category in psychology. So we were very, very proud of it and pleased with it.
You are, and you both are wonderful pioneers in this area of sound healing. And I know it's an emerging field. There's so many more people who are getting involved with sound healing and how to use it for health and for helping people recover. So for those of my listeners who may not have any experience of what this modality of sound healing is, why don't we just start by explaining what sound healing is all about?
Well, sound healing is all about you or me or all of us, which is that one of the reasons that we wrote this book, Cheryl, it's a really good question, was so that everyone could experience sound healing. With that in mind, I just want to say that Andy and I wrote the book because a lot of people perceive of sound healing, they go, what is that? Do you have to be a musician? Do you have to be a singer? Do you have to be a trained vocalist or a keyboard player or something in order to be a sound healer? And so basically we've been working with all sorts of sounds for, between the two of us, we will admit that between the two of us, we have over 50 years of experience working in the field of sound. And we said, gee, what can we do to create the most effective, powerful sound that will give people the experience of self-resonance?
And Cheryl, we wanted to bring sound healing to a more generalized audience who perhaps didn't know very much about sound, and as Jonathan was just saying, thought, it's music, etc. But when we decided to write our book, The Humming Effect, Jonathan, it took us about 4 years because we did so much research. And in our book, there is just a ton of peer-reviewed scientific research about the effects of humming and the effects of sound. And I think as we get more into our conversation and talk about some of those things, it'll help our listeners who are new to this arena of sound. And, if you have a voice, you can use it, you can use sound for healing.
And I'm going to jump in and say that there are basically two ways that sound affects us. Number one is that sound or music, any sort of sound, travels through our ears and into our brain and affects our nervous system, our heart rate, our respiration. This is called psychoacoustics. Then the other way that sound affects us is basically by going into our body and sort of massaging us on a cellular level, and this is called vibroacoustics. And these two ways of having a sound affect us are really profound because since ancient times, people have been using sound, whether they're mantras or chants or tuning forks, or even nowadays they're using ultrasound to do all sorts of amazing things in hospitals. So the idea is that we are all vibratory beings, and that if something is part of our body is vibrating out of alignment or out of harmony, it is vibrating out of ease, and we say it's dis-ease. We're kind of like, a metaphor, we're kind of like an orchestra that's playing this wonderful symphony of itself, and then the sheet music of the violin player gets lost, and the whole violin section gets off, and the entire orchestra sounds off, and we perceive of this as being diseased. So on one level, one way of perceiving of using sound as a healing modality is simply to cause the orchestra, give the sheet player back their sheet music and have the orchestra play back in tune.
It reminds me of a time when I was on a tour in Egypt, and we went to one of the temples. I can't remember which one, but it was a temple that was dedicated to sound healing. This is ancient Egyptian times, and they have these little alcoves in the temple where somehow the people would stand, and whoever was the priest, whoever was administering the healing sounds would happen in these areas of the temple. And it just reminds me how ancient this knowledge is, which, if anything, our modern culture has kind of forgotten the power of sound. And that's why your work is so important, because both of you are actually bringing this back into a greater awareness out there in the community to appreciate sound and the role that sound has on our health. You know, some sounds can be detrimental. I'm sure heavy metal is not a healing sound or frequency for our body, and others are quite the opposite.
Well, and you know, we are all unique vibratory beings, and so it's very interesting in our experience. You know, some sounds could be healing. You know, heavy metal might be healing for someone.
Depending upon their time and space,
yeah,
if they need it.
Yeah, but we are unique vibratory beings. And Cheryl, thank you for sharing that information about Egypt.
It was probably Saqqara, I bet.
I think it was, probably.
I think it was Saqqara,
and,
yes.
Yeah, and the ancientness of sound, and so it is truly our hope that we can reawaken people with the with their own power of using their own voice. And one of the things that you said in the beginning of the show was that information that you bring to your audience is to empower people, and I think that certainly we can do that using our own sound. And in fact, something as simple and as easy as humming can profoundly affect someone's stress level and can bring in a sense of, wait a minute, I can take care of myself with something as simple as a sound.
Right. You know, and this is, once again, using our voice as a instrument of healing, and we all can do this. So I'm going to first differentiate between sound and music, because the hills may be alive with the sound of music, but not all sound is musical. And, you know, sometimes the clanging of Tibetan bowls or whatnot can be very healing, but not necessarily musical. But at that same point, I am so reminded, and I'm urged at this point, Andy and I both have a, shall we say, a teacher by the name of Sarah Benson, who indeed led a tour of Egypt with her husband, Don Beeman. They both passed on to the angelic realms.
At this point there, yeah.
Yeah. But there is, talking about angelic realms, I'd like to play a piece of music. This is something, the sound is going to go into people's ears and go basically, I'd like to suggest that for this two-minute section, people just like, if they can, if you're driving a car, do not do this, but otherwise, close your eyes and just receive. Check yourself out first and then see what this little bit of sound does. It's about 2 minutes, and it's called Angelic Calling, and it's actually from a Chakra Chance album, and it features Andy playing as well as Sarah and me. And you may find your crown chakra, the center at the top of the head, vibrating, but I'm not going to say anything more instead. I'm basically going to play this for a couple of minutes.
it did sound like it came from angelic realms. It was so healing and relaxing.
Indeed. And that's an example. You know, it's like Sarah was in the room when you started talking about Sakara, because her husband Don actually created a tarot deck called the Tarot of Sakara. So it just brought back memories, and I thought, we got to play this to begin with. And this is an example, of
wow.
course, of music, you know. And listening to music is great. It goes into our ears, and, you know, very chilling and very relaxing. But at the same time, what are you going to do if all of a sudden you're stressed out and you don't have any music around to play? What are you going to use?
Oh, I know.
Andy, what?
Hey, we could just Oh, yes, Andy, I know. Well, you know, as I was thinking that, sort of reminded of, you know, just being human, and as we are all, you know, working through our issues and, you know, trying to do our lives as best as we can, you know, sometimes we do need to seek out a therapist, and that's just fine. But what if you were really, really stressed and you just thought, oh my gosh, what am I going to do right now? And you could just take 1 or 2 minutes and start to hum just a basic sound of humming, and you would begin to feel less stressed. That would be pretty wonderful, and that is really a true explanation.
Cheryl, everybody can hum, from babies to the elderly. There's not one person that we know that can't hum. We actually do have a chapter in our book on how to hum, but there are literally, it's just some instructions. For example, here, I know that you've probably had a chance to check out the book a little bit, and so you know this one, but for most people who are listening, you know, basically, we want you, of course, to close your mouth, because when you, you know, close your mouth, you really need to do that in order to hum. So you begin to close your mouth, and then I'm going to pinch my nose for just a second, and I'll show you what happens. I don't need to be silent longer than that. As soon as you pinch your nose, the vibrations of the hum stop, which is something most people don't know about.
And they can just keep humming and not pinch
their nose. Right. But
you know, I'd also, Cheryl, I'd like to just mention that when we use our own voice for self-created sounds, such as, you know, humming, that's the topic of our conversation, there are many scientifically proven physiological benefits that happen when we are humming. And some of those are, it lowers our blood pressure and our heart rate. It creates different hormones such as melatonin and oxytocin, and it releases endorphins, and it really is a way to very importantly reduce stress, and it even releases nitric oxide. And I always like to let Jonathan talk about that, because it's his favorite molecule.
Right. So nitric oxide, not nitrous oxide, which, you know, we find in the dentist's office and is wonderful, not the capacity, but nitric oxide is a vascular or vasodilator, which means that it basically just opens up loosens up our blood system, allowing the blood to flow more freely, and it's really useful for all sorts of healing modalities, from circulatory issues to heart issues to, well, you know, we suggest in the book many more different things. And that also is one of the reasons, one of the ways that they've found out when we were doing this peer review research, is a whole lot of information about the fact that when you hum, nitric oxide is released in your sinus cavity. And they suggest that if you have a stuffed nose, that you hum. I thought, which is great. But the idea basically is that when you're humming, all these different things are affecting not only your sinus cavity, but you can literally project the hum into your head, into your throat, into your entire body, and literally give yourself a sonic massage from inside out. And in fact, from our perspective, and we've been working with all sorts of sound for so long, it's probably, I would say it is, the single most powerful sound that we can make that will create vibroacoustic abilities affecting our cells and really resonating our body.
You know, I find this so fascinating because humming seems like something, you know, you do when you're a kid or you do when you're, you know, walking around, but you don't think about it, and you don't think about it as a healing, the healing activity, you know, a healing modality, which is, you know, it's, to be honest, it's new to me to think of it in this manner, to think of all the benefits that can come from the simple action of humming, and to think that there have actually been lots of studies done and research and, you know, investigation into this very simple thing. You know, some people, when you hear talk about sound or sound healing and the sound of your voice, not everyone is really good at singing, right? So a lot of people don't sing because they don't feel they can carry a tune, and, you know, they're embarrassed or just never been in their environment. But something like humming doesn't require, you know, a good ear for music, doesn't require having a, you know, voice that can stay in tune. It's something totally different that's available to all of us. I find that fascinating.
Exactly, Cheryl. And what we like to present is that we like to call it conscious humming, because when we consciously hum, and with that we can put in the intention that, you know, if we're, for instance, if perhaps we have a headache or there is a part of our body that feels out of alignment, we can close our eyes, do some deep breathing, which we do talk about in the book. Breathing is a big piece in all of this. But we can begin to hum, and we can imagine or visualize that sound, you know, going up into that part of our head that hurts, or that part of our body that, you know, is out of alignment. And so we like to call this conscious humming.
Yeah. And once again, we have a lot of colleagues in the field of sound healing who are really pleased with this book. There have been, no doubt, chapters in different books on sound healing that have been dedicated to humming, but no one has written a complete book on the subject. This is the first one. And people have actually, the book has gotten great endorsements from people as diverse as Dr. Anna Marie Chizon and Dr. Bruce Lipton to, medical doctors, scientists, as well as sound people. So it's really been positively received. When we first thought about, wow, can we do a book on humming? No one's ever done a book on humming. It's like, golly, what? And then trying to come up with a really reasonable name. The book was called The Humming Effect. We spent quite a bit of time trying to come up with something that sounded kind of serious, you know?
Well, because it is such a simple sound, and it's sort of like you think, humming, what's that about? Everybody can hum. And once you open the book and you start exploring some of the chapters in it, you find, wait a minute, this is pretty powerful. It's a profound sound that we can all do.
We almost like to say the simplest sound is the most profound.
So can you share some stories of things that have happened for people who've started humming, who've been using this, the information in your book, and what's happened to them?
Well, just very, very simply, I'm going to share something that happened to me today. Because despite all my years of training and whatnot, sometimes I get stressed out. And I was stressed out, and I basically took my blood pressure, and it was, you know, my heart was racing and all this stuff. I was going, oh, good golly, gee. And I basically began humming for 5 minutes, and my heart rate dropped about 14 points, and my blood pressure dropped about 20 points. And once again, this validates what the studies that have happened in different, you know, in these different places, you know, that we cite in our book. So that just for an example for me, I used it today to basically calm myself, and what a blessing.
It was a true blessing. Yeah. We're in the middle of a bit of a renovation, so it had our house, and it's been very stressful. So Jonathan and I will just go step aside upstairs, and we will hum for about 5 minutes, and it does make a difference for sure.
Well, thank goodness it's better than taking out a bottle of wine and trying to relax. That's better for you,
honey. Especially in the middle of the day.
That's right.
Sure. Right.
Some of the feedback, though, Cheryl, that I've had from people who have, you know, practiced conscious humming is that it helps them to relax. And truly when they're just, you know, all wired and fired up and really just needing to come back to center, they will start humming and they will begin to feel that balance come back into their bodies, minds, and spirits. And I know even for myself, at times if I have had, for instance, a headache, I will just simply hum and visualize and imagine that sound, that vibration just flowing right into that part of my head that does hurt. And I would love to share one other story that we, you know, it's certainly just a, you know, an anecdote, but my mother, who is 94, had a stroke a few years ago, and she was beginning to lose her her articulation and her speech. And of course she knows of our work and is, you know, from a little bit different cultural context, and so she kind of just, I kind of get what you're doing, but I, you know, I'm not so sure. But we said, Mother, why don't you hum? Just do this and just hum, and as you're humming, just imagine that hum going to that part of your brain that the doctor has said is where the actual stroke happened. And indeed, my mother being the sport that she is, she actually did that. And we noticed.
I'm both Andy and I can read voices. It's not very hard to hear, you know, and we began to hear initially a slurring in her voice. And I was a little concerned, which is why we suggested her making the sound, and probably within 2 or 3 days, her speech was back to normal, or her articulation was back to normal. And of course, we have no proof that this wouldn't have happened by itself, but, you know, I'm going to suggest that there well may have been, and in fact, in the very last chapter of our book, which is called The Humming Hypothesis, we present information on how ultrasound is basically used, and it's right now in an experimental stage, but it's being used to reduce Alzheimer's in rats, and the next step, of course, will be working with humans. And the difference between ultrasound and regular self-created sounds is, ultrasound is a lot faster, but basically these things called harmonics within our voice allow sounds to basically go into the ultrasonic range. And we believe, in fact, 35 years ago, I was involved in a PhD program, and I was going to do something on the psychophysiology of sound, showing that sound could create new connections in the brain. And at the time, there wasn't the, you know, information on neuroplasticity, et cetera, but now there is, and we are really convinced that with a little research, they're going to find out that neurogenesis, or the, you know, recreation of, you know, brain cells can occur through self-created sound. And what a blessing that will be.
Wow, that's so exciting, because this is such a simple thing for people to do. It doesn't require lessons. You don't have to have particular talent. You don't even need lots of time. You know,
no,
it's
no battery.
Have access to no battery, nothing. So maybe you can give us some guidelines so my listeners can begin to understand how you do this, how you would go about doing humming. If there's something, there are specific instructions, or, you know, talk. necessary points they need to know. I don't know, you know, maybe we can do a little humming here.
Well, and what I would start out by saying is that breathing is very important in terms of conscious humming. And when we, before we even start humming, we'll do deep breathing, which is called diaphragmatic breathing, which, you know, is another word is belly breathing. So you want that breath to come from, you know, way down in your belly and really filling up your lungs so that your sounds will be supported by your body so that when you do start to hum, you've got that support from your body. And we do have a whole chapter in our book on conscious breathing. And so I would recommend that people focus on their breathing, do some quite, you know, deep belly breaths, and then begin to have their hum sound forth. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that taking the deep breath and just
We're going to do about a one-minute exercise in a minute, but we'd also like to see the book is actually broken up into, you know, beginner, intermediate, and advanced humming, and we'll talk about all of them. And, you know, the intermediate gives you ways of encoding intention on to the sound. For a moment, we're going to hum for, maybe 1 minute. So we ask, you know, if you're driving, do not do this. Or, you know, pull over. And, you know, because the best thing to do is basically sit up straight.
Close your eyes.
And then we're going to just take a couple of
some nice deep belly breaths.
Okay, so we'll begin with that.
And then very slowly, when you feel ready, you can have that breath go into a sound, the sound of a hum. Mm-hmm.
Taking a nice deep breath again. Another deep breath. Another deep breath. And now just one more. Recommend that you do this for at least 5 minutes. That was less than a minute, but once again, didn't want people to get too spaced out listening, because you can become very, very, melatonin is released, and it can enhance your relaxation response in a really big way.
And it's good to start out and go at your own pace and really, you know, kind of play around with it. You know, take those breaths. You know, start that humming. Sometimes people like to start with an om and have that go into a hum.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just to kind of play around with it and feel it. It's almost like you're giving yourself an internal massage.
Yeah. Sharon, how did that feel while you were doing it?
No, I'm so very relaxed right now.
Yeah.
that was lovely. Calms you down.
It's so interesting because people have been humming most of the time people hum when they're happy. You know, but it's not done consciously. It's unconsciously, and it's wonderful. But very few people have ever actually made even one single conscious hum, let alone do it for 5 minutes. And it can be profoundly, almost life-changing, mm-hmm. because all of a sudden here's this newfound power that you've had all your life and you've never mm-hmm. used. It's a little bit like discovering that there is energy and power in breathing.
Mm-hmm. And it is a very empowering thing to do. And that's what I like so much, is that one has their own ability anytime, really, to be able to bring that relaxation in, and to bring in that balance, and to find your center. And to me, that is very empowering.
You know, it's interesting because talk about the power of breath. I think about 20 or more years ago, the first book in the Western world came out, and I think it was called Conscious Breathing, wasn't it?
Right.
By Gay Hendricks.
Yeah.
And it basically opened up a whole avenue, even though in the Eastern traditions, this has been a study in the yogic traditions for millennium called pranayama, which is the energy of breath. And in fact, as we explored the hum more and more, we found, actually, a friend of ours is a Hindu swami, and we said, you know, we're going to write a book on humming. And when we got back to our house, he'd sent us an email, and it had two words, and it was Brahmari Pranayama. So I looked that up, and the word Brahmari or Brahmari is basically the Sanskrit word for humming bee, and pranayama, as we mentioned, is breath. And as we explored this more, we found out that humming is a very powerful sonic yoga technique. It was amazing.
Wow. You talked about different levels in the book of working with humming, and you, I think you mentioned something about using intention along with humming. Can you kind of explain that a bit more? I find that really interesting.
Would love to, and I think, and I have to sort of toot Jonathan's horn a little bit here, because back in the 80s, that was quite a while ago, he came up with the formula: frequency plus intent equals healing. So frequency, the sound, the vibration, plus the intention equals healing. And when we apply that to humming, as we've mentioned a few times already, you know, you can have a part of your body that feels out of balance, and you can imagine or visualize the humming sound just going straight to that. You can put that intention into your sound.
And there's been a fair amount of research on this whole concept lately, and I'm really grateful that that occurred, because once again, back in the 80s, I was working on a master's degree from Lesley University on the system of using sound music for healing, and I found all these different systems that use sound to resonate either the organs or the energy centers of the body, and oftentimes they were not aligned. And coming from a family of doctors, I was really most distressed. And I remember sitting in front of my computer, and Cheryl, this is so long ago that it was using a DOS operating system. Are you young enough to remember that one?
Yes, you're dating yourself there, Jonathan.
Right, And so this is, you know, brown screen with these amber letters flashing on and off, and I literally had my head in my hands because I was in a state of intellectual angst, because I couldn't understand how these different people, they were scientists, they were spiritual masters, how they could be reporting success with sound, and yet, you know, their sounds were not necessarily the same. And all of a sudden, this inner voice said, it is not only the frequency of the sound that creates the effect, but also the intention that is put on the sound. And I was like, oh, man. So I wrote down frequency plus intent equals healing, and then I went around talking to all these different people, scientists and whatnot, and I have to admit that they thought I was a little bit unusual. And nowadays, you can watch these specials on PBS and whatnot on the power of intention. And in fact, I have a good friend by the name of Bruce Lipton, who's written a book called The Biology of Belief, that talks about basically the placebo effect, which is, you know, was always something that was basically dismissed by doctors and scientists because they couldn't explain it. They could give somebody a sugar pill and it would have the same effect as the pharmaceutical that was given them. And they would sort of statistically really screw things up, so they sort of dismissed it. And Bruce's book basically talks about the power of intent, and it's really, really important. It's called The Biology of Belief, and we highly recommend it.
There's, you know, it's recognized that where you put your focus and your intention is how we can manifest these desires, these goals. It's just we are creative beings, and you have to have an intention to bring something into being. So that's the creative process. So you're saying that by holding intentions, which has become such a big part of my life, you know, I mean, everything is about intention, whatever you want, you know, whatever you want to create, whatever you want to heal, whatever you need. It's all about setting those clear intentions. But what you're saying is that the humming effect will increase the power of an intention. Is that what you're
beautiful.
Saying?
Beautiful. Well, right. I mean, if you examine the different spiritual traditions on our planet, you find that a majority, if not all, the prayers on the planet are usually vocalized. They may be whispered, they're chanted, they're sung, but they're vocalized. The simple reason is that sound amplifies the power of prayer. Now, instead of prayer, one can perceive of prayer as being intention, a desired outcome, if you like, through our consciousness. And as we said before, the simplest sound can be the most profound. And the, you know, hum is a, you know, an extraordinarily simple sound. And just getting back to our friends in Sanskrit tradition who basically came up with the om, there's something called the Yoga Sutras that dates back thousands of years. It's actually the first book written on yoga. And one of the sutras talks about the original sound of creation. In the beginning was the word, that sort of thing. The original sound of creation was the humming of prana, or energy. So the humming of energy, and basically they gave this a name. They called it the om. So the om comes from the hum. And in fact, as Andy was saying, a good way to begin hum for a lot of people is just simply go om type of thing, and it's really quite extraordinary.
And speaking about intention, you know, certainly when we're in, you know, our day becomes hectic or, you know, stressed and we're going from, you know, point A to point B to point C back to point A, and, you know, how life can get. And we want to bring in that that sense of balance, and we want to de-stress a little bit, you know, that intention is almost already there.
Yeah.
So it's you know, you can just go, oh my gosh, I really want to calm down here, and then start humming. You've put that intention right at the top of it.
Indeed.
So when I was reading your book, I noticed, I mean, you have recommendations of URLs, links that people can go to have more of an experience. Do you want to just talk about what you've included in the book and how you've integrated your book, your hard copy, with what you also make available on your website?
Well, actually, in the book, there's a URL for, and I think it's 6 or 7 different, if you like, instructional demonstrations on how to utilize sound, you know, how to basically hum, not only with intent, but really changing pitch on that, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, it's just, once again, I mean, we are living in a digital age, so we thought that rather than including a CD with the book, and especially so a lot of people, you know, download the book, you know, we'd have, you know, instructions downloaded. Another interesting thing, though, if people go to our website, which is healingsounds.com, we're doing a at this particular time a special offer, which is we're having a free download of the recording that initially, if you like, stimulated the idea of writing the humming effect, and this is called the Cosmic Hum. And I'll just shortly and briefly tell you where this came from. And it came from the discovery that in certain traditions of yoga, it's believed that the hum was the original sound of creation. So I said, gee, I wonder what it would sound like if I made a recording that had the sound of, like, literally thousands of people humming. And this is kind of just a little excerpt of what it sounds like.
I think a couple of minutes of what
less.
It sounds a little less.
But
it will give people an idea of what that humming
is. Imagine this cloud of creation coming towards you. Of course, astrophysicists are now in agreement. The original sound was the hum. Down because not wanting to get anybody. So, you know, great if you want to go to sleep or relax. I'll tell you a kind of an interesting story that I had forgotten about. That was the fellow who's head of the Noetic Sciences had a group of 300 international businessmen together. And he wanted them to all, if you like, link together, you know, and really feel a resonance with each other. And he played the Cosmic Hum, and he found it to be extremely. He wrote me an email about how effective and powerful it was in terms of creating this resonance between people. So I, three cheers for the Cosmic Hum. All right.
Because, you know, what I'm really hearing as you're talking and explaining this, and we started out talking about humming and, you know, when we're happy, we hum, and this simple little, you know, expression we have. But as this conversation has deepened, it really takes us to another level of understanding the more profound energy of the hum, as you're explaining, and how it's been part of the ancient wisdom. And how it goes back to such a, the only word I can think of is profound connection to creation. So this gets bigger and bigger as we talk about it, or as we go deeper into the subject of what this expression can really do for us on all the levels that we've talked about in our conversation today.
Well, and that's what happened to us, Cheryl. As we were writing this book, we kept going deeper and deeper and finding out more and more how this simple sound can really affect us and help us to, the title is, you know, The Humming Effect, but Sound Healing for Health and Happiness. And we were pretty amazed as we delved in and found so much.
Well, you know, we speculate that, you know, it might be possible for neurogenesis, and we can tell you that it's been used positively for people with post-traumatic stress disorder, for example, and other things like that. So we're really hopeful that this introduces, you know, sound healing, because if you're making a sound and it's having a positive healing effect on yourself, you're doing sound healing, that we're basically introducing sound healing to, if you like, mainstream consciousness of people who would have never, ever thought about, you know, doing anything that wasn't following the traditional medical model. And we love the traditional medical model. I come from a family of doctors, but I like to believe that there are addendums that can be added whether they're nutritional supplements or sonic supplements that can really help us heal.
So I have two questions, well, maybe just one question, and then I want us to remind people where they can go and get that cosmic hum. Can you get the benefit from listening to someone hum or listening to a recording of humming like we just listened to, or is it something that people really need to be doing within their own bodies, making those sounds?
Okay, so that is a great question, and it really almost gets us back to the very, very beginning where I talked about there being two basically different forms of sound healing, one being psychoacoustic, where the sound, for the most part, goes into your ear, into your brain, affects your nervous system, and the other is vibroacoustics, where the sound is actually vibrating you on a cellular level. And I think if you're listening to somebody else or to a recording like this, unless, I guess, maybe you put the headphones on your actual body or something like that, you would be mostly getting a psychoacoustic effect. But as soon as you just make a sound yourself, you can feel the resonance, the vibrations in your head, in your mouth. You know, you can learn to feel it in different parts of your body. And there's nothing that can do this besides your own voice that we know of, except perhaps at some point, having some sort of ultrasound being generated at you in some sort of technique that we have yet perfected.
But both, right, both ways, either listening or actually making your own self-created sounds, can induce healing and relaxation. And I think just for myself, it just depends on, you know, where I'm at, or, you know, what's going on in my life, and of whether I would listen or whether I'd use my own voice. And I do find that using my own voice is very, very powerful.
And the cool thing about humming is, number one, everybody can hum. You can't hum wrong,
right,
you know. And also, for the most part, unless somebody's got their head next to you, you know, you might want to step away for a moment, you know, but you can hum, you know, and nobody can hear you. And so, therefore, all that, you know, a lot of us have a whole lot of self-judgment about the sounds that we create. This is one that doesn't incorporate any self-judgment.
Absolutely.
Babies hum, old people hum, we hum unconsciously. Here we're talking about doing conscious humming. It's that simple.
Right. So let's take people back to your website. So I want people to make a note, go visit Healing Sounds, that's plural, healingsounds.com, because there you can actually access that cosmic hum. Is that correct? Is that
yeah,
accurate?
Absolutely.
What I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay. And you have some other things that people can do when they get to your healingsounds.com website as well.
They get to our website and they will find it is I don't know whether it's a museum or an amusement park or you know, whatever, of sound healing, with everything from free downloads to tuning forks that you can get to, Andy.
Well, there's a lot of information on sound and sound healing, and so we like to have educational material on our website as well as availability to you know, get our downloads, to, you know, get our other healing tools, tuning forks and books and so forth. So thank you for mentioning our website, Cheryl.
Oh, and totally. And if people want the book and they can't wait and they want to download a copy, go to Amazon and just put in The Cosmic Hum and you will find it.
Or The Humming Effect.
The Humming Effect, that's right.
The
Humming Effect is the book. Cosmic Hum is the recording, but The Humming Effect is the book, and we love it.
And right now, The Cosmic Hum is a free download when you buy the book off of our website. So that's the added bonus of that piece right now.
Oh, cool. Oh, no, that's good. That's what we want to know. If people want to go to healingsounds.com, they can download the book and get The Cosmic Hum. I love that Cosmic Hum, but I love the whole concept of just being able to use one's voice. And in the book, you know, you teach people all the different ways that you can direct the hum and how it benefits so many aspects for our health, physical and emotional, mental, spiritual health. So, you know, the fact that it's so simple and we carry it with us, it's like fantastic. And you know what? You've really inspired me because I can use this in all the different workshops and lectures that I do. So I will. I'll be doing that. That'll be a wonderful dimension to include the things that I do. So thank you so much. I mean, thank you for bringing this into the world. Thank you for your dedication over the past combined 50 years. And thank you for being a living spiritual teacher, Jonathan. I much prefer you that way. And
me too. Yeah,
me three.
And, you know, and yeah, just for sharing all your wonderful wisdom and humor with us today. Thank you so much. It's just been such a pleasure.
Oh, Cheryl, thank you. It has really been a delight and a pleasure for us as well, and really appreciate being able to have this opportunity.
Yeah, truly a blessing. And so, you know, we send not only to you, but all your listeners, blessings of love and light through sound. And we really trust that everyone is going to start humming, and we're going to have a humming revolution.
Happy humming to everyone.
Happy humming day, yeah.
Oh, thank you, Cheryl.
Thank you both. And for those listening, thank you for joining me today with my guests, Andy and Jonathan Goldman, who are the authors of The Humming Effect, Sound Healing for Health and Happiness. And I think it would be great to pick up a copy of their book or download the book and start getting the humming effect happening in your life. So until next time, thanks again for joining me. And remember, always honor the wisdom of your feminine self. And bye for now.